Hello, boys, and welcome to your bonus content. I know it has been delayed a day because of Halloween and all the madness that brings, but even if I deliver late, I never fail to deliver. So, I know this month has been a little bit different because I didn't have a very specific schedule with very specific dates because I knew, due to the renovations in my house just being finished, it would be difficult to make those deadlines. But I am happy to say that they are now complete, everything is finished, and I am now fully settled into my lovely new home. So I can safely say that there will be no more delays next month. I will be posting the schedule tomorrow, and you can see exactly when you are going to get every piece of content. Thank you so much, all of you, for being patient. That really means the absolute world to me, although patience is a virtue that I think every boy should possess. And you have all proven to possess it this month, which makes me very, very happy. So, on to the specific fetish topic I want to talk about this month. I thought long and hard about it, and I really wanted to talk about spanking because I haven't done a lot about that in a while, but it is one of my favorite topics. It is something that just turns me on so much, and I just can't really articulate why. I know why it turns me on, but I don't know why it turns me on to the degree that it does. It's very, very strange. Maybe it is because I am so mired in gentle domination, and I think a lot of people who practice anything fetish-based find gentle domination and just simple submission quite limiting in scope, because when it comes to BDSM, a big part of that is, of course, bondage, sadism, and masochism. So I am not a sadist. I don't enjoy people being hurt. I don't enjoy people being humiliated. I very much like it when a dominant treats their submissive with an enormous amount of respect, but that seems to be not a very small part of the community, but a significantly minor part of it. Most people do like the more extreme stuff. So maybe my love for spanking is because it is kind of a gentle punishment in a sense. You can, of course, inflict a lot of pain with it, but it is not exactly beating your partner. Well, some people may argue it is, but I don't believe it is. So it is a very structured process. It has a purpose. It has always had a purpose in discipline. Things like whipping someone or hitting someone in any other way, they don't really have a historical purpose in discipline, well, at least not one that has any positive connotations whatsoever. So when I think about them, I just think of these horrible images of people in positions of power misusing that power, and that does not turn me on in the slightest. But spanking, that has for a long time been seen as a motivational tool, as a tool for discipline, a tool for building character. And again, there are people who will disagree with whether or not it works or is effective. But I do think it is effective if the submissive person is agreeable towards it. Even if they don't like getting spanked, the act itself, if they are agreeable towards the discipline process, it is very effective, and I specifically seek out boys who are receptive to that kind of discipline. But back to why it turns me on so much. I think it is probably because it gives me the control that other harsher dominants get, you know, the rush of having someone completely at your mercy, but the horrifying feeling of inflicting torment on someone is mitigated by the fact that this is for a very positive purpose. So, yes, I think I've done a lot of soul searching on the subject of spanking and whether or not it is appropriate and whether I believe it is the same as other forms of sadism. I don't believe it is, but yes, that is the conclusion I've come to. That is why I like it, and that is why I employ it quite liberally. Although I don't do it just for the hell of it, that completely defeats the purpose. But if I see an excuse for a spanking, I will definitely take it. And those are my thoughts on it. I wonder what your thoughts are. Do you like spanking? Or do you dislike it, but still like the discipline that is involved in it? And yes, I would really like to hear all your thoughts on that. So as for what I'm going to be doing in the future, I have developed a interest in the erotic ASMR part of my channel, although I do really love my written stories. The monologues are, again, a very big part of my channel, but they are a lot of work in the sense that they require a lot of editing and sound effects, but they are going to remain a specific part of it. But I really wanted to delve more into the ASMR component, and I was wondering if that is a certain kind of audio people have enjoyed. Do you get any sense of erotic pleasure out of it, or is it simply relaxing? Or perhaps you don't get any feeling from ASMR at all, some people don't. So again, I would really like to know your thoughts. And as for the future of the channel, now that things have died down, I am going to be looking into other avenues as to try and promote this channel. There's one of you lovely boys out there who gave me some subreddits to explore, which I will definitely be doing, because even though I love Literotica, it seems to be a well that has run dry for me because they don't allow you to advertise on it. If people click on the link on my profile, it's just really by chance, mostly. Like, if they come to me from Literotica, it's just luck, basically, that they have had the curiosity to click on that very hidden link on the profile. Most people on Literotica don't even click on profiles, they just click on stories. So it has been very hard to drive traffic from that site. But I still will be on Literotica. I do think there are a lot of great artists. Perhaps for one of these bonus episodes, I will do a recommendation list. There's an idea. But yes, I am now going to officially start looking into ways I can expand, because if I don't get expansion at some point, I might have to start asking the question as to whether or not this is really worth my time. Again, I love every single one of your comments, every single one of your likes, your suggestions, they are all amazing, but the time commitment is vast, it really is. And I think I've been doing this for, is it 2 years now? Is it 2 years? It's definitely over a year. But yes, it's been a long time, and I think I really need to start seeing some growth, or I'm going to have to start asking some questions. So thank you as always for listening. I hope this has been an interesting little podcast for you. And as always, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you all. Good night.